This is Texas Originals from Humanities Texas for the advancement of heritage, culture, and education.
When Belle Starr was shot to death in 1889, a newspaper declared her to be a most desperate woman. Her killer was never identified. Many suspected her son, whom Belle had recently beaten for mistreating her horse. Her unsolved murder was a fitting end to a life that was a whirlwind of violence, crime, and legend. She was born Myra Maybelle Shirley in 1848, and at the age of 16 moved to the North Texas town of Syene. She kept company with notorious criminals, including Jesse James. She married three times to three different outlaws and even spent time in prison for stealing horses. Though she was ruthless to her enemies, she had a great capacity to make friends, and she even mingled with the Dallas elite during the brief periods when her gunfights and thievery gave way to respectable living. But it was only after her death at age 40 that her legend grew. The National Police Gazette invented new stories about her, and her embellished reputation continued to inspire popular novels and Western films long after her death. Stories circulated depicting Belle as an elegantly dressed woman, riding a black mare in a feathered black sombrero, toting a Colt 45 pistol that she called My Baby. Instead of being remembered as a desperate criminal, she became a romantic symbol of the disappearing American West, known as Belle Starr, the Bandit Queen. More information about Belle Starr and other Texas Originals is available at texasoriginals.org. This program is produced by KUHF Houston Public Radio and Humanities Texas with funding from the National Endowment for the Humanities.